Welcome to the Patreon episode of Why is Harriet Crying? Snow, did you just say you don't understand how people can be low during lockdown?
No, I'm saying what are the specific reasons? Obviously, there's the fact you can't see your friends and family.
You can't think of any reasons?
No, I'm just going through them.
Boredom? Does that lead to it?
Boredom, I suppose, is the easiest one to get over. Well, it's still boring just consuming content, isn't it?
Which
is
like feeling unfulfilled, I think, will just then lead to...
I think feeling useless is the main one, isn't
it? Stagnation, not progressing, a lost year of life.
I don't think you have lost a year of life, though.
Yes.
Aging. Yeah, aging is the big one, isn't it? Like, especially if you're young, it must be fucking appalling.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Not you, Harriet, you're not young. But if you're in your early 20s or something...
Yeah, or late 20s, if you're in like the last year of your 20s.
It's hard for us, yeah. Whereas you've lived your life already.
I know, it's all, I've done what I can.
Yeah, you're double digits.
I've achieved it all.
There's no effect for you, really.
Hurtling just towards triple retirement. Digits.
Yeah. Your 100th birthday is going to be such a fun time.
I'm not entirely sure I'll make it to 100.
I can't wait. I think you are.
I can't wait till your 40th.
Oh, we're going to have a big party.
Are we?
Yeah. Get ready.
The thing is, with me, I just don't like parties, like my own birthday party. I like other people's parties, but I'd hate the idea of having a big party for myself.
Oh, Sunil.
So did you find this a good, because you went through the 40th in lockdown.
Yeah.
Did you appreciate that? Would you have felt obliged to have a party otherwise?
Yeah. So I was delighted it was in lockdown.
Yeah, you had a nice day. You held a dog.
Exactly. Whereas if it was like normal times, I'd be pressured by people like you into having a big bash.
We should do a surprise party for Sunil when this is over, Elliot.
We will do.
What are you guys saying?
Nothing.
And all the Patreons are invited.
A Patreon birthday party. That's a surprise.
Yeah.
Huh?
Nothing.
Nothing. Old man.
Favorite things.
Hang on, when was your 30th, Harriet? What year?
Oh, have I had it yet?
Oh.
2017, the same year I got married.
Really?
Yeah.
God. Good
married,
Lord.
Turned 30.
So 34 this year.
34 this year. Get ready, baby.
Not long. You can have a big party just because you haven't been able to have a party.
Well, sorry, what day is my birthday?
21st of June.
21st of June. What happens on 21st of June? Life is back, baby.
Everyone's gonna drink all day just for Harriet.
Yeah. Have you booked? You've booked a holiday as well, haven't you? Or are you thinking about it?
Well, that's the end of July, but then they're now saying August. For Europe, so who knows?
Are they actually saying that?
They're saying that.
Who's saying that? Because, like, it's weird. Like, Europe just doesn't have vaccines.
They haven't got their game together. But then I was reading today about in Spain, they did a festival, 1,000 people, and no social distancing, went to go and see a band called Love of Lesbian. And they had a big band, and then they all went to watch, and there was 1,000 of them, all in a space, and they said it was like so joyful. Everyone had to wear masks, but they did it as an experiment to see if anybody got COVID, which seems like a little bit of a
bigger old experiment.
Yeah, but they tested them before and then were like, go, be free, see what happens.
And what happened?
We don't know yet, it just happened. So in a couple of weeks, I guess, a few people.
Sarah's coming through now. You can say hello to her. She'll walk past in a second. There, you can walk past, Sarah. Yeah.
Hello.
She can't hear you because it's
nice
coming through my headphones.
Oh.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Sarah from Angel Comedy Club.
Sorry?
I was telling the Patreons who that was.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Sarah Pierce, who runs Angel Comedy.
There's been a few developments that I guess your life has been a real roller coaster recently. There's a lot to fill people in on, I think. People probably want to know what's...
Well, a lot of people are tremendously jealous of the fact I got to travel abroad for a couple of weeks.
I'm riddled with jealousy.
I took some photos of the plane taking off from inside to show you because you were, you love air travel, but I can't stand it. I took some photos anyway.
Really? Why can't you stand it?
It's horrible.
traveling somewhere new?
No, being on a plane, just stuck on a plane, just like.
Yeah, do you like the plane bit?
Yeah, Harriet likes being on a plane.
I find it so exciting.
Yeah,
that's
thought of going somewhere.
So surprising to me.
I worry, of course, I'm going to die. And
I, that wasn't what I was saying. I meant more the fact that, like, you could queue up, you go sit on this, but everyone's stuffed in.
No, it's really compact. It smells loud.
Yeah. I get there early. I have a meal in the airport. I spend a lot of money in boots. Bobby always says pack before.
Yeah.
And then I always have a 50 quid shop in boots.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. 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 Get all your little toiletries.
I then get lots of magazines, books. I love it. Accessorize.
I love the airport, but the airplane. Do you enjoy being on the plane?
Yeah, because I'm just so excited about where I'm going.
Your holiday. Yeah, okay, right.
I'm going on holiday.
Spillover excitement from where you're going, isn't it?
It's just, I can't wait. Yeah. Unless going to, like, I can't think of anywhere I'd be sad to go.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of sad places for you to go, but you won't be going there. But if you're going on holiday, obviously it's quite exciting, isn't it? Yeah. It was fun. It was interesting traveling during COVID, and I really liked the fact that, so I was in Prague. I really liked, well, we did an episode from Prague, didn't we, with Alistair? But I really liked the fact that it was empty. The whole city was empty, and you could just, like, wander around. What?
You loved that you loved that nothing was happening, no life. You loved that.
No, it's really nice, because normally when it's really busy and packed, it's full of stag do's. And, like, why would you want to go there?
Have you ever been to Prague, Elliot?
No, I've always wanted to go, but it sounds really sad, so maybe I won't bother.
It's beautiful. There's still lots of people walking around who live there, but there's no tourists, which is really nice.
Except you.
So you were the tourists.
Yeah. Ruining it.
They hate.
Yeah, me. I was one of the 6 tourists in that city for the week. We were allowed to drink in the hotel once we had enough tests. We were allowed to sit together and have a meal and a drink, which is really, it was great. I did spend 5 days alone in my room, unable to leave it at the beginning, but it was fine.
I love hotels though. I'd love it.
I've never stayed in a 5-star hotel before. It was really good. Except I didn't have any money to tip anyone because I didn't know I wouldn't be allowed to leave the room until I got there. So
you're just that very rude English man.
Yeah, just really rude. Just thanks a lot for bringing this food to me for the third time today. I'll tell you what's good is when
the
you
rude,
order
hungry English man.
I'd order because Harriet told me when you order breakfast, remember to over-order because other people are ordering more than you.
That wasn't me.
Who was that, Bobby? It was either you or Bobby when
I never
to
said
you.
That.
Yeah, so Harriet said that to me. So every day I'd order huge breakfasts and just nibble at them throughout the day. It was absolutely great.
It's a really good idea.
Waffles.
What's that
going to
do with other people ordering stuff?
Well, she said not to be shy about ordering more than I need. Because other people
I never
would be
said
ordering
that.
Loads. Yeah, you did.
It does sound like you.
It sounds like me, but it was. I've never had that thought. You know when someone says to me and you're like, that thought has never occurred to me, so I can't have said it.
It was one of the last things we said on our phone conversation. You went, remember to over-order because other people will be ordering more than you.
No, so I didn't.
Don't be shy.
I didn't.
She did. She said, don't be shy. And so I ordered 3 plates.
Sunil, you mustn't be shy at breakfast. Sunil.
Good
so the
sake.
Next day, so for my first breakfast, I ordered muesli, a selection of pastries, and a bowl of fresh fruit.
I wouldn't have chosen any of those. There's
they'd kill you, wouldn't they?
Yeah. There's so many good breakfast options. I don't know why you'd pick those.
Well, I tried
by the end of the week, you were having the pastries.
No, by the end of the week, I was having day 5. Well, the last day, I had I had Birchin muesli and waffles and maple syrup.
Okay, great.
Okay,
I was
going to
say you're ruining
fine.
This for me, but that's fine. Yeah.
Tried the cooked breakfast. That was okay. But Eggs Benedict one day as well.
Oh my God.
And you never tipped.
To a restaurant.
But then at the end, I gave them a big tip for everyone, and they were like, oh, all right, we'll sort it out.
Oh, then you gave them the work of splitting it up?
Yeah.
So all the people that were off that day didn't get tipped? So
no, they go back
4
through
days,
the rota. They go back through the rota.
No, they don't.
I don't think
they
do.
Yeah, that's what they said they do, so...
No.
They didn't get anything, but the person that just started that day, they got all the money. Wow. All right.
And one day I ran out of Nespresso capsules, and I said, oh, I haven't got any Nespresso capsules. So they came up on a silver tray.
Like you're a king.
Like I'm a king.
A king.
So it's a
king.
Lovely hotel. I highly recommend the Augustine Hotel in Prague.
Oh my God. I just can't wait to do things again and go places.
What would be your ideal day? What's your first day of freedom, Harriet? Once you got it all out of your system, what's your what do you want to do as a full day?
I want to go for brunch.
Mm-hmm.
No, you've done brunch. That. You've got that out of your system.
Oh.
What's a good normal day for you?
No, I mean, what are you itching? What are you itching to do, I guess?
Brunch.
You've never enjoyed brunch.
I love brunch. You don't even like me at all.
You didn't do brunch before. You never.
I do brunch all the time, just not with you.
You did brunch maybe once every 6 years.
Sunil, I have more than 6 yearly annual brunch.
What?
I brunch.
How many brunches did you have in 2019?
Oh.
Get your diary out.
On the reg, I'd say. Every...
Sorry, what do you do for brunch? What is the...
You have a meal that's... Like yeah, but between breakfast and lunch.
But that's it. But you have it with some friends and you get hammered.
Yeah, sometimes I even just go and write and have brunch.
Oh, you mean just go out for food?
Oh, you just have really a little meal. I thought you were like getting bottomless brunches. Brunch for Elliot is getting drunk all day.
I get too drunk and have to fall asleep.
There you go.
Okay. So for a full day, if you had a full day of freedom, you would just have breakfast at 11 o'clock.
The meal of brunch.
But what do you eat for brunch? Because you can't eat anything fun for brunch.
It has got much more tricky.
Yeah. So what are you having?
Bill's vegan breakfast is very good, I have to say.
Yeah.
Avocado on toast.
You can do that at home.
No, I don't know how to make avocados.
You don't make them.
You don't have to make them.
I don't know how to get them into what it is on toast. I don't understand what I'm missing, but I can't make it into that stuff that goes on toast.
You mash it up with a fork?
I can't do it.
You just can't.
I don't know what I'm missing.
You're right in the sense that like I do miss just being able to wander around and just go in and eat somewhere, which you just can't do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then walk around town, go into a bar, like maybe sit outside. Oh my God. And then I'm going to go to Europe in the afternoon, sit,
yep.
Sit on a table and drink an Aperol Spritz in a square.
Sit on a table and drink a spritz in the middle of a square.
Yeah. Like a crow.
Yeah. I do miss drinking with friends, but that happened so it didn't happen that much before for lockdown for me anyway, because everyone was always working, weren't they? No one.
But are you gonna change now? Are you gonna become more available?
Yeah, I'm just gonna work less, get hammered more. Yeah.
I don't think you were working that much before, to be honest.
Everyone else was.
Oh, that was the problem. Everyone else's schedule, not your own. That's sad. It wasn't you that was working. That. It was no one that was free.
But then we had glimpses of that between the lockdowns, didn't we? We were still meeting friends and going out for breakfast and stuff.
Yeah.
I did that a few times.
Wow.
And then swimming without you, because you refused to come to brunch the times we organised it.
When?
With Brekkie Boys.
Yeah, I know, but it's just very boysy.
Oh, you want to go with Sunini?
No, if there was a few more girls there, if it was very boysy.
Well, we're not talking about, like, dicks.
It's just, you're all so laddie.
We're not laddie. It's
yeah, Sean do you want to explain Brekkie Boys to people? Yeah.
Brekkie Boys is me, Sean McLaughlin, Jack Barry and Ray Badran going for breakfast.
We've had them all on the podcast.
All
individually wonderful, all together, absolute nightmare.
It was absolutely fine. What are you talking about? You came to the first one, which was literally the week before the first lockdown.
I came and there was a real feeling of fear amongst the table because it was just before the first lockdown.
We had a lovely breakfast. What are you talking about? We went for a nice walk. All right.
Quite a fearful...
You got scared and ran away, don't forget.
That was when I got in trouble because I'd stockpiled loo roll.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you told everybody.
Yeah, it's funny. Okay, no, I get
laddish banter, but also eggs on toast. Is that what?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I will come. I'll just be desperate to go anywhere.
No, you're not invited.
Anyone that will have me,
I'll go. You're not invited.
I know I am. Is that group still going? Did you remove me from the group?
No.
Okay, good.
Well, we haven't chatted on that group because we haven't been able to have breakfast for a long time.
As soon as it's back. Will you swim in the sea when we're allowed to again?
Well, I didn't before. Why would I suddenly start swimming in the sea?
Because suddenly it would be exciting. You'll just run into the sea. You'll be so excited.
I think probably the only thing I actually miss is being able to go away for a weekend somewhere, yeah.
You just went away?
Yeah, so I'm fine now.
Give him another year.
I would quite like to go to Berlin again, but I'd quite like to actually go to somewhere for. I really want to go to Japan, but I honestly think that's going to be at least a year or two off before that kind of travel's allowed. Mm. Hopefully Europe sooner rather than later. But yeah.
Yeah, well, I don't know Edinburgh. About Europe.
Edinburgh, you miss Edinburgh?
Yeah. You can go stay in my flat that I've got for August.
Why don't you just go up to Edinburgh for August, just for a few days?
Oh, God.
What, for a holiday?
No, yeah, it won't be a holiday.
Why not?
Because it's like, it will be raining the whole time. That's not a holiday.
What's a holiday?
Sunshine.
Okay.
Sitting on a table in the generic yeah. European city.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
What I don't like
that, Elliot.
Yeah.
The same. It's the spontaneous not knowing what you're going to do that evening. Like, if you get a text from someone and they say, "Oh, do you want to come to the pub now?" I'd be like, "Yes, I do. I do want to come to the pub now."
Oh my God!
I never had that.
I don't think I've actually had that.
Well, we haven't been able to do that anyway because we'd always gigs. No one would ever go out for a drink in the evening anyway because of what we do.
That's the thing. Gigs will be back, and then
that's what I'm saying.
Everything I'm looking forward to doesn't really exist.
Exactly. Yeah.
But one day a month we can put aside and start drinking.
Yeah.
Bottomless brunch.
Have a spontaneous one day a month.
Yeah, spontaneously planned one day a month. And then somebody will cancel because something will come up.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know, traveling is one big thing. Yeah, that's it really. Otherwise, yeah.
My God, you're just so unfazed.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm so excited for tomorrow. I'm so excited that golf is going to be back. I don't even play golf. I'm just so excited that people are going to be able to golf. Tennis is back. I don't want to play tennis.
No, you're excited that Bobby will be able to go and play golf, so you have the house to yourself for a bit. Yeah,
leaving the house. Yeah,
you've been watching the golf announcements very closely.
Have you ever watched golf? I watch golf with him. Yeah. There's this man, and he makes his wife carry his clubs all along the golf course.
She gets paid very well for that. Don't worry.
But it's like 10%. He never offers. She just like lugs behind him, like carrying the golf clubs.
But that's the job.
Yeah, but. Don't you think that I would still, even if Bobby was paying me and he was a professional golfer, I'd still be like, Bobby, can you just offer to take the golf club?
Yeah, but if he had to carry them, he wouldn't be able to concentrate on the game and then he would earn less money.
Yeah, but it's just, but even just to offer or take a few golf clubs out of it or buy me an electric golf thing or something.
Get your little scooter, yeah.
Get me a scooter at least.
So he has to walk there and you can scoot there first, yeah.
Yeah.
But part of the job of a caddy is to give advice on what clubs to use and stuff. So you wouldn't be able to do that.
Yeah, but I don't think she knows. She didn't know before she was with him. She wasn't a golf player, was she?
I don't know. I don't know who you're talking about.
Oh, sorry. There's this woman and she's... I think a few wives have now started carrying the golf clubs because they can be paid to carry the golf clubs.
It's a skillful job being a caddy. It's like you have to know what
they're
you're
literally
doing.
Just carrying the golf clubs.
That's not what it is.
Is it because they're in the same bubble?
Oh, maybe. But it's these like small women and then they're just like lugging behind and then the guy is just like sauntering along.
I'm absolutely looking this up. Come on. Wives as golf caddies.
Bobby, what's the name of that golf man that makes his wife carry his golf clubs? Bobby said he's a great British golfer called Lee Westwood.
Yeah, he's very famous.
Makes his wife carry his clubs. Caddy. Doesn't even hire someone else to carry them.
Girlfriend, not wife.
Girlfriend.
Helen Story. Who is Lee Westwood's caddy? Meet Helen Story here. This isn't Golf Monthly. since 2018.
Maybe. I didn't know there was a Golf Monthly.
She's a fitness consultant.
Yeah, so she's not a golf expert.
She's a big part of his recent success, keeping him steady and level-headed, and she's a rock.
Do you think you could do that, Harriet, to provide the support and the cheerleading?
Do you think you could be steady and consistent and act as a rock?
No, I'd be like, Bobby, this has been going on for ages and I'm really hot and it's really sunny. Can you please ask someone to get me a drink?
Why don't you ask for yourself?
Oh, yeah, I could ask myself. Or I'd just be like, Bobby, we've been staring at this hole for ages. Can we please move? Can you just hurry up?
You'd be the very worst caddy on earth. Have you ever thought about playing golf with Bobby? Oh, no. Why did I say that? No, I don't mean that at all. No.
Sean said the other day he wants to learn and go with Bobby.
Yeah, I want to go with Bobby as well.
Yeah, he'll take you to a driving range and teach you.
Okay, well, when I move nearer you, maybe that's an option.
Then maybe I will.
Can you get three golf bags into the Micra?
Please.
Yes, we just got a new car. But I don't know if I can drive it.
What is it?
A Nissan Juke.
We got 4x4. Amazing. Why? What happened? Did you trade in the Micra?
We traded in the Micra because we had it for a few years and it really was... Yeah.
It was an absolute heap of shit.
Yeah, at the end
of it. No, it was good. It got you places.
It was great. And I only twice broke down on the motorway and had to spend nights in travel lodges.
Entirely your fault. That's good. Entirely your fault. Yeah, I remember you had to once go down the motorway at 30 miles an hour, didn't you?
Yeah, well, once, Doncaster or whatever, at like the middle of the night when it just exploded and I had to just like find a hotel and just check in the middle of the night.
Oh, Duke would be absolutely perfect for you for gigs and stuff because it's actually it's a high seating position on the motorway. It's quite nice.
That's it. Well, then my mum got me panicked because she said, if you have a small car, you're more likely to die. And then I just never thought about that. And then I looked it up and apparently it is true.
It's not in the sense that like most cars that are built in the last 10 years are just as safe as each other, I think.
I should have spoken to you before.
Your mum might have read into it.
But then I was worried about Bobby driving at night, and I was like, oh God, if he has a smaller car, he'd be driving late at night. Like he's only just started kind of driving. But then after we kind of made the decision, then I was like, wait, then we're more likely to kill somebody.
Yeah.
So it's either kill or be killed, and we've chosen
that's
to
life.
Kill.
Welcome to the real world.
At least a cat. It's probably more likely to kill a cat.
Probably go straight over the cat. It's got quite a lot of ground clearance.
You wouldn't even know if you do 10 a day. Not even know about it.
10 cats a day. Oh, that's interesting. Why didn't you immediately lead with that in this podcast? That's an interesting thing that's happened.
I don't know. Well, I haven't driven it yet because I'm too dizzy to drive. And there's a 14-day warranty, so I've got to try and drive it within the 14 days to work out if I can drive it or not, because otherwise we're going to be stuck with a car I can't drive.
You're going to have to get into a big car when you're really dizzy and ill just to see if you will kill someone on a normal day.
Just take it to a car park. Okay, good. Please take it to a car park first. You will be able to drive. Is it an automatic?
Yeah, because Bobby's license is only automatic.
You'll be fine. You'll actually enjoy it more than the Micra.
Yeah, hopefully.
When I say enjoy it, I mean Bluetooth. Ride it around like a go-kart. Yeah, that's good.
Yes, we can listen to music, which is good. It said it had electric windows, but then they're not. And so the problem is
cars don't have electric windows now?
Well, it has the one. So maybe you can help. What it does is it can make it go like, but it can't make them go like in.
Oh, electric mirrors.
That's what I need, where it goes in.
Yeah, not everything. No, you'll have to do that yourself.
No, but the problem is in the Micra, because like probably 1 in 10 times I'd be driving the Micra.
Sorry, so do you want to explain what you did there for the audio?
Oh, sorry. I was doing an impression of car wing mirror. Is it wing mirrors?
Wing mirrors, yeah.
Wing mirrors. And I need them to be able to,
fold in.
I press a button while I'm driving and they fold in.
No, not while you're driving. You need them while you're driving.
No, while I'm driving, because the problem is I start driving with them in. This is the problem.
Right. Can I just jump in here?
Yep.
And say you want them to be out so you can see what's behind you while you're driving.
Yes. So, but often they're in when I'm
driving. While you're driving. Okay.
Because I put them in because of the busy road. I put them in to protect them.
And then you forget to
should never
put them out.
You shouldn't need to ever put them in except when you're parked on a busy road.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, right. I thought you meant
when I'm parked.
I thought you've been driving down busy roads with your ring mirrors. Not giving a single shit. Barreling down, killing cats.
No, but this is the problem. So I put them in because when it parked, then I rush to the car to go somewhere. 1 out of 10 times I forget to push them out again. So then I'm driving and then...
Which is mad because you need them to get out of your parking space.
Honk, honk, your mirrors are... You need to put your mirrors out. Yeah. And then in the micro, I can lean across and push it open as everyone's yelling at me while I'm driving. In the Duke, I'm not going to be able to do that. So I was like, there's going to be a button I can press, but there isn't, and I'm not going to be able to reach. So that means I'm going to have to...
You probably shouldn't have a license.
But Sunil, I do. So I think what we're going to do to solve it is I'm going to write a note with some sellotape and stick it maybe on the steering wheel or somewhere, maybe on the window, saying...
Yeah, good
check
idea.
Your mirrors.
Yeah, stick it on the window probably. The window, but and just for the audio, she's pointing at the windscreen now and calling it the window.
Yeah, there's a lot of miming happening.
It's a lot of miming.
Mime heavy podcast this week.
Well, okay, that's fun. I'm sure you'll be fine in it. I think you'll get used to it very quickly.
Let's hope
you'll enjoy it. It'd be good for those. What was that long drive I did to support you on tour?
Oh, yeah. Where were we?
Such a long way. It was like the deepest southwest. My God. And that time I drove you and Bobby to Barnstaple. Bobby turned up an hour late for the lift. And then there was loads of traffic. And we got there 2 hours late for the gig. And the whole gig had to be condensed into an hour. And then they cut my fee.
Did they cut your fee?
Yeah, I thought they cut yours as well. No, they just cut mine, didn't they?
Why only yours?
Oh, because I was supposed to... open, and I think Harriet did it instead because I just got out of the car.
I'm sorry. Oh, wait, so maybe I got more.
Maybe.
We made you late. I took your spot and then I got more money.
Yeah.
That was so stressful. The gig started at literally 10 p.m. and that everyone was, there was quite a hostile.
Yeah, there's a huge number of people waiting. They'd called up a local comedian. He'd been struggling through an hour on his own. The MC did his own Edinburgh show as well. So they'd had 2 hours of comedy already. And they had three comedians in the space of half an hour.
Three rock stars coming in being like, we're ready.
And then we were like, is there any food? And they're like, not really. But and then they got us a kebab to eat in the hotel lobby.
More than you deserve if you're 2 hours more than late. Deserve.
That drive was, that was terrifying. There was a storm. There was loads of rain. Bobby was just saying, just go faster. And it's like, I was going 70 miles an hour in a storm. Very stressful.
That will be back. Exciting.
Shout out to Luke. If you're out there, sorry about that one, mate.
Yeah, I'm really sorry about that, Luke, actually. Yeah. That we, it's the
you
worst
know who to blame
feeling.
Now, though.
Yeah.
Bobby.
And you for driving slow.
Come on. You would not have been able to cope.
The worst feeling when you're getting somewhere late and you just know you're going to be letting people down.
Oh, I can't wait till we're back.
Can't wait to let people down again.
I can't wait to let people down when we're
can't
back and
running.
Can't
wait for people to be disappointed in me again.
Can't wait to do a 4-hour night drive and let people down.
I'm going to have to start drinking caffeine again when there's late night drives, probably.
Oh, you're off it at the moment.
Have you stopped?
Yeah,
I stopped it because like a month ago because of the dizzy doctor said to stop it. And that's when I had the clawing pains in my thighs as all the caffeine left my system.
Horrible, isn't it? It's horrible. Yeah, I've moved on to decaf.
Do you get like withdrawal? Do you get like proper
oh my God.
Like I guess all the caffeine was just being stored in my legs.
That's not.
Like in my thigh area because that's where all the pain was. And then I could feel it being sucked dry like like when the sea goes away and the sand is like all the water, like it was desperately thirsty.
If you're thinking of giving up caffeine, that isn't a normal symptom. what you normally get is just a headache for a couple of days.
But, I know.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Thigh dehydration.
Mm.
I've gone from like 4 cups to 1 cup a day.
Yeah, it's
like literally just because I'm bored. It feels like something
Neil
or Sean would do, just to be like, I'm just going to quit something for the sake of trying.
Yeah.
And
it's been fine.
I keep falling. Well, I'm falling asleep at like 6 p.m. now.
Oh.
And maybe my body was relying on it to like actually be awake for long enough.
And you're younger than both of us.
Thanks.
You shouldn't be napping early. like that. You should be going throughout the
day. 6 p.m. is very early to go to sleep, I'd say.
Yeah.
It's just
do you wake up or you straight through?
No, I wake up. I wake up like, well, it's only about maybe 20 minutes, half an hour, but I feel really groggy and just my body just shuts down because I'm relying on.
Yeah.
On my sweet nectar.
Apparently it hits the same receptors in your brain as cocaine. Caffeine does.
So should I just replace it with cocaine?
Yeah.
Just to be healthy.
Just to feel something.
There's a lot in tea and Coca-Cola as well, because I guess I was having like only like 2 coffees a day, but then like 4 teas, a few Cokes. So none.
Yeah.
And I'm sleeping through the night better all the way through.
Yeah, I'm sleeping great at the moment. thinking of getting a new mattress. Can you give any advice, please?
We got a Simba one, I think. So they turn, it is quite fun. They turn up in a box and then it's, I don't know how they do it. They put it in a box. It's like a box.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I'm listening.
And then
a lot more miming going on, guys, if you want to watch the video. She's miming a box.
A box.
Literally,
and then you open it.
A mime
and
a
you
box.
Can't believe that a mattress ever fit inside it, but it does.
You can't get it back in, though, can you?
No. They say you can send it back, but I don't know how you'd do that, so you just have to deal with it.
Because it's like folded up.
Yes, yeah. I'd say squashed.
Because I stayed in a 5-star hotel for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, you did say that, actually.
And I looked, basically the hotel has a website where you can buy everything that they have in the hotel room for yourself. And the mattress was like nearly $2,000. And the soap was 14 quid a bar. I put some in a baggie, brought it back with me.
What does it smell like? Lavender.
It's made by a company called Byredo, Byredo.
Who's Redo? I guess it's
Byredo. But yeah, I now want to sleep like I did in a 5-star hotel.
Yeah, ours was like 300 or something. Maybe it wasn't bad. I think they had a deal on.
Okay, so this one's $2,000. How do I get to it?
I guess you maybe need to make some kind of, you could maybe do an advert for mattresses.
Yeah, it's very doable.
You're, I don't know.
You can invent your own.
Invent my own mattress?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That seems doable.
Now we're talking.
You wanted to start carpentry as well. So like you can build it and make it yourself.
A wooden mattress.
I was looking for a hobby.
A whole bed. Yeah.
That was mattress. When I was looking for a hobby, but I found a hobby in the end, didn't I?
What?
Crypto.
Oh, God.
That, you already had that one, and that's an unhealthy hobby.
Why is it unhealthy? I'm part
it's
of the future.
Leading you down a dark, path. I think you're going to fall in with some like...
Yeah, you're in a bad crowd.
I'm not in a bad
financial
crowd.
Financial Robin Hood types.
You're both in a bad crowd.
You're a bad crowd.
By not being in crypto.
You could use different stuffing in your mattress, like... People, but apparently they used to use like horse hair.
Oh my god,
wheat.
It's 3,000 euros.
Wow.
What's in it?
What was so special about it?
It was just delightful. Just woke up without any sort of like stiffness or back pain or anything like that. Just fresh, bang,
like.
Straight out. Just feeling great.
So you're going to try and live your life now like you live in a hotel?
You're
going to set up your next room.
As you can see, it's a slow it's a slow start.
You're going to change the Bill Murray into a hotel.
Should we be telling everyone where you live? Or does everyone, it's fine, everyone just knows that you
I mean, it's pretty obvious now, isn't it?
You live in the Bill Murray Comedy Club.
Keep holding up a mug that says Angel on it.
Yeah, I know. That's the only mug available. I've doxed myself, haven't I? But Harriet lives near Herne Hill, opposite a school. Elliot lives in Tower Bridge.
I live in Tower Bridge.
Elliot lives in the Tower Bridge. So I've doxed both of you now.
Whoa, busted. How are you finding it, though?
It's fun. It's nice having a flatmate.
Yeah, nice to have a friend for you.
We just chat, watched a bit of fighting on the laptop this morning.
Great.
I've bought a projector, so we're going to watch some fighting.
Wow.
When you say fighting, do you mean like professionals or like
children.
Just YouTube
clips. Yeah.
YouTube pub. Playground just fights. Type in British or pub brawls. Fights and watch compilations of British pub fights.
And you look at each other and be like, we could do that. Like, we live in a pub.
That. I can fucking do that. Yeah, yeah. No. So I've been talked through UFC earlier, which is very interesting. Watched last night's fight. Pretty brutal stuff. I'll tell you that. They do women's ones, Harriet.
It's all fake.
It's not fake. That's WWF. The WWE.
What's UFC?
Oh, it's pretty not fake. It's fake. It's like the opposite of fake. Real.
They're all characters like Spider-Man and stuff.
No, that's wrestling. UFC is where it's basically like it's boxing, but you're allowed to use your leg. You can use all sorts of martial arts. You just fight each other till one of you's knocked out. There's actual blood left there from other fights on the board.
It feels like they should clean that.
They can't get it out. It's tough to get out. Anyway, it makes you sort of amped up when you're in the ring. You're like, that'll be my opponent's blood soon.
Wow. But that would have the opposite effect on me, I'd think.
Hmm.
My blood's going to be there soon.
Do you remember when you fought me?
No.
You fought me and brought me to the ground.
Yeah. I think this was like my second episode.
Was it?
Once we finished, you just wrestled each other and tried to take each other's shoes. Yeah. And I was like, I need this to pay my bills.
Yeah.
I can't wait. We're going to do that again.
We're not going to fight again. No.
Yeah, next podcast. No, we'll do it. First podcast, real life, fight.
We were looking for like an event to put on, a live thing. We should make it you two fighting.
Live fight.
No,
UFC.
I'm not
UFC.
I'm scared that people will think I'm actually fighting you.
Yeah, for paid people. Kind of,
like, we're completely in different weight classes for a start. We shouldn't be allowed to fight each other.
Yeah, you should be afraid.
Who's similar size to you, Harriet, that you can fight?
Bobby.
No, he's not similar size to you. Who could you fight? I'm just wondering.
Heidi. I'll fight Heidi.
Yeah, Heidi Regan versus Harriet Kemsley. That's a fight I'd pay to see.
I couldn't fight Heidi, though. She's too cute.
Oh, for God's sake.
Is that the problem? So Snell can't fight Harriet because he's too scared he's going to hurt her, and Harriet won't fight Heidi because
she's too cute.
The same thing. Is there anyone?
Oh, yeah.
But Harriet could fight Snell then. So is that what we're saying? That Harriet would win in a fight?
No.
Finally, we know Harriet would win in a fight.
Well, she's already beaten me in a fight.
Yeah, because my moves are unexpected. My body doesn't move the way you think it's going
to. It's because I refuse to fight you.
you're so dizzy, you're just like...
I flopped down, I just gave up, yeah. Yeah, that's what you do when an animal is faced with an unbeatable predator, they play dead. That's what I did.
So I was the unbeatable predator?
You were, yeah.
Blood's still on the floor.
Yeah.
Okay.
I need to go and decide what to eat tonight.
Big decision.
Well, it is. It's, yeah.
What we have. What are you thinking?
Well, I've paid for unlimited Deliveroo for 7 days because I'm not allowed to leave this building, am I? So
you've got so many options near you as well. Maybe
Harry,
Mexican.
I've had Deliveroo for the last 2.5-3 weeks.
But Deliveroo is everything.
Yeah, that's the problem.
So many options.
All right.
I think Mexicans now. You've got lots of good Mexican options near you.
I'm going to get a curry.
Okay, that's I can't wait to come visit. The next podcast we might be able to do in person.
Can you come visit soon and bring me a coffee?
Yeah.
Because I can't go out and get a coffee at the moment.
No, I don't think I'll see you while you're still in isolation.
Bring the Duke up.
You can just order one on.
You could go on Tuesday when it's sunny, when you're stuck at the gate.
Oh, yeah.
I'll see you from the roof. You can hand me the coffee.
I don't want to waste my sunshine hours
in the car
ferrying coffee to you.
Right, bring me some other stuff.
Just order it on delivery. You've got unlimited.
I gave my SodaStream to Helen. I would miss it so much. I ordered 4 bottles of sparkling water on Deliveroo.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been fun. Sad. All right, well, I'll see you guys soon. It's been fun. Good luck with everything.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.